Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode number 30 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, political, and we give them all a good seeing too. Last week we did Angry Hole with Joe Donnelly, and that really helped my anger issues. And this week we're doing Trump Hole. I'm not really qualified to discuss Trump, so I'm going to reach out to one of my US correspondents on the ground in Chicago, Mark Howell, and he'll be way more up to date on the whole thing. Firstly, I'm going to ring the White House, though, and see if they'll have a little chat with me. I have a number here, so I'm going to try them first.
Thank you for calling the White House comment line. The office is temporarily closed. Your comment is important to President Donald J. Trump. You again for contacting the White House.
Hi there. My name is Norma Sheehan and I'm calling from Ireland. And I was just wondering, I just want to leave a message for Mr. Trump. Maybe he's out golfing or something and he didn't get the memo, but he's not the president anymore. So I don't know why his name is on this line, because we're well into November now and it's time to move on. So I just was wondering if he could pass my congratulations on to Joe. And I've heard Joe has some heritage in Ireland here, so we're already building a petrol station for him at the side of one of the motorways. I don't know exactly where yet. And Camilla's totally welcome here as well. We'd love to see her. So yeah, just any time if you could pass that on. And Trump, I'd say time to get up off your rump now and get up off your hole and move on. All right, see you later. Bye.
Okay, not much luck there. But I'm sure they'll pass on my congratulations to Joe. Okay, here's a few facts about Trump that you probably all know, so I'll go through them quickly. He's 74, he's three wives. I'd say the third one's about to leave him. He has five kids, eight grandkids. He has been with a load of different sides. He used to be Democratic, then he was independent last time. Now he's a Republican. So his older brother died, which is very sad. And that, I think, is why he doesn't drink or smoke. He's been bankrupt six times. He owns eight golf courses. He part owns Miss Universe, or did own Miss Universe, Miss USA and Miss Teen USA. Sketchy. He's a fan of WWE. He was on The Apprentice show. He's worth $2.5 billion. Okay. And some great quotes from him. I'll go through them pretty quickly because they're just grim. If Ivanka, my daughter, wasn't my daughter, I would date her. Lovely. And number two, I think apologising is great and I will apologise in the future if I am ever wrong. Lovely. Doesn't matter what they write about me, because once you've got a young and beautiful piece of ass, nothing matters. Okay. It is very cold outside. We could do with a big fat dose of global warming. Okay. I regret not courting Lady Diana Spencer. Okay, so there are just a few quotes from this great man. And yeah, he's big into guns. And apparently there was, like, there hasn't been much violence, but there was a carload of guns found outside one of the polling stations. But it turned out that they were going to a kid's party or something, a shooting party, which really intrigued me. So I'm going to ring a gun company in America and see if I could buy guns for my kids. I'll see how easy it is. I have a number here. I don't know if they'll answer.
Demand for firearms and ammo, you may experience longer than normal wait times. We are doing our very best to get to all of your phone calls and messages as quickly as we can. We appreciate your patience. Please hold for the next available customer service agent.
The average wait time is currently 2 minutes. Please hold for the next...
Thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Hi there. My daughter is turning 18 soon, and I'm just wondering what is the process I have to go through. I think she'd really like a gun for her birthday, but does she have to... Can I get her a gun in my name, or does she have to do some training and get a license? And what kind of gun? Can I get a rifle or shotgun? I think they're the two types of guns she's allowed at that age. Is that correct?
Yes, in general. You said how old was your daughter?
She's turning 18 soon. So I think I'm just wondering, is there anything I should be doing in advance to... Should she be doing a test or applying for a license?
Well, yes, it's always a good idea to say take a firearm safety class or, you know, a general familiarization class so that, you know, she knows from a professional how to, you know, handle a firearm, and maybe some basic marksmanship training. At age 18, most states only allow ownership of long guns, which would be rifles and shotguns.
Okay.
But depending on the state you live in, you may have some exceptions. But generally, handguns are not allowed until people are 21 or older.
Okay.
But I would recommend checking with, you know, your local law enforcement, your local and state laws to be sure.
Okay. Okay.
Be able to advise you there, but.
Okay, and does she have to do these classes, or is she just, because she's turned 18, she can apply for a license without having done training?
Well, yes. Now, this is just in general. Again, I would ask you to research your local and state laws, because some states are very restrictive and others are not. Mm. But it's not necessary nationwide for you to have any type of a training certificate. It's just... a very good idea, because firearms are dangerous things, and it's a good idea to have some formal training.
Yeah.
But it really only comes to certain types of rifles. There are some that may be considered assault rifles, for example, that okay. may need a permit to purchase one, but that depends on the type of firearm and, again, your local and state laws.
Okay.
So
her friend Alex has one. So I do think she will be really excited if she got that as an 18th birthday present, especially with, you know, there's not a lot going on at the moment. So I think she might go hunting with him or something like that. So I just think
okay.
Yeah. Okay. So she doesn't need to do training, but I do need to look into getting her a license. How long can that take, do you know?
Well, you may not need a license
at all
to own a firearm at age 18. You may need a license, say, to go hunting, or you may need a license later, say, to carry a handgun concealed. But to purchase a firearm, depending on what state you're in, you may not need what's called a permit to purchase.
Okay.
It's really the only thing that regulates these things.
Okay.
Like in most states and cities, you need to apply to your city to get a permit to purchase a handgun. Long guns are typically not regulated that way. You don't need a license or a permit to buy a long gun.
Okay,
but
that's great.
So, as you mentioned, you do need to be a certain age. So
she could even use my husband's gun once she turns 18, then the rifle, depending on the...
Well, yes, absolutely. In some states it's even younger. For example, if you had... a young person under adult supervision could use a firearm, say, in a hunting or target shooting situation, very young. It's just the ownership of the firearm. So if your daughter were to purchase it and then transfer it in her name to own the firearm, that you typically need to be 18. But she could use another family member's firearm, say, in a hunting situation, sure.
Mm.
That's generally unregulated.
Okay. I just feel she's feeling a little bit left out. I feel a lot of her friends are using guns now, and it seems to be very popular. And, you know, so, yeah, I think it is the perfect present for her. So thank you for your help, because I was utterly confused. And, you know, I didn't want to ask her directly because I want to kind of surprise her with it. So now I know it's all very possible. So I'm going to have another think about it and speak to my husband, and I will get back to you. Thank you so much for all your information.
Sure, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Right, so not necessary to train or have a license. Is that what they said? No permit needed if it's just a shotgun or a rifle. And you can use them at 16 and own them at 18. And then at 21, you can have the other types of guns, not the long gun. Great, great. So now I'm going to ring my friend and cousin in Chicago, my favourite cousin, Mark Howell. And yeah, again, hopefully he answers. If he doesn't, I'll just ring him again later. If he doesn't answer, I'll ring some other cousin. Anyway, no, he's a very intelligent man, and he'll be able to inform a dumbass like me what's actually happening in America.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go.
Hello, I'm Shane.
Hello, Mark. I have a favour to ask you.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm after signing up to do a podcast either called Trump's Hole or Trump's Rump, and I realised that I don't know a lot about it, so I was wondering if you could be my US correspondent from the Chicago base and help me out a little.
You must have a very small budget if I'm your US political correspondent.
I've no budget. I've no budget. Is that all right? I'll send you some love, some heart emojis. Is that enough?
That's fine. Are you in your car?
I am in my car. Are you in a? Where are you, in a toilet or a car or a?
I'm in my very small home office. Feels like I've been stuck here for 8 months.
Well, you have, in fairness. Yeah.
I have.
Have you been following the whole election?
Oh yeah, I mean, sure, the whole world is probably glued to it, right? But certainly over here we are. Yeah.
They're gone mental over here. It's like Big Brother, they're watching it so much, or A Week at Cheltenham, they're just watching it day and night. Like, it's a reality show, really. They're watching it like
it's entertainment, right?
Not for you guys, though.
No, there's a lot more at stake for us, for sure. But we're glad it's over, because, I mean, you don't see it over there, but every ad break on TV is someone knocking the other candidate, and it goes on for 2 months leading up to the big election. So at least kind of the majority of it is over now, right? Still a couple of things to be decided, but the majority of it is over.
And does that impact on your kids watching all those ads as well, for the young people watching that for years and years of Trump stuff?
Yeah, it does. I suppose we become numb to it because it's every election, and it's at the local level, at the state level, and at the national level. And it's allowed over here, where you can just, your whole ad is basically knocking the other person. It's not about what you've accomplished, it's about what the other person has failed to accomplish.
Which is not great. Yeah, it's negative reinforcement.
Terrible.
Yeah, okay.
It's terrible. Yeah.
And what's the vibe like on the street? How are the streets of Chicago? Any riots?
No riots. I don't think anywhere really there's been any riots. I think the fact that the result took so long to get to, that it took the wind out of the sails of any protesters that were ready to go Tuesday night. But I mean, we did, around Chicago, they did board up, you know, Michigan Avenue, and I know they did the same in New York and a lot of big cities in preparation.
Yeah.
And the National Guard were on standby in Chicago. So they were ready for it, but it kind of took so long that I think that killed any protest. But Illinois would be a very, very democratic state, and always has been. So they were going to be happy with the result anyway.
So there was no crazy gunfires anywhere across America then? There'd be no reports of...
No more than usual, but then we have our own gun problems and murders in Chicago to deal with on a normal weekend. But no more than normal. But I think that, I mean, currently, look, it looks like Biden will be president, and it looks like the Republicans will control the Senate. I know Georgia is still undecided, but assuming they do, that will mean we'll have a divided government, and a divided government in a country right now that's more divided than ever is probably a good thing. Kind of what that means, Norm, is the most controversial policy initiatives from either side are going to be basically off the table for at least 2 more years until the next midterm elections, because they know they won't get them passed. And I think that satisfies most people today, and certainly Wall Street is happy with the results as well. The market has been probably up, I don't know exactly, but 6 or 7% in the last week. And if you remember, Trump was saying if Biden got elected, the market would collapse.
Yeah.
But it hasn't, because Biden's plan to raise corporate taxes and regulate, you know, the major industries here would obviously cut into corporate earnings. So none of that is going to get passed. Okay. So earnings are protected. So Wall Street's happy. And then...
So are you telling me that Biden is in power, but there'll still be a lot of influence from the old Republican side as well?
Yeah, so I mean, that's the way the government is set up here, right? I know a lot of people struggle to understand it, but we've the Congress, right? And I'm no expert, but I can give you the Reader's Digest version. So you have the presidency, and then Congress is the legislative branch of the federal government, and that's made up of two pieces. So you've got the Senate. You hear about the Senate all the time, and you hear about the House of Representatives, right? Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. The Senate is more powerful than the House.
Okay.
And they represent the interest of the states. Okay. So each state is equally represented by 2 seats. So you've got 50 states, 2 seats each, 100 seats in the Senate. And currently, the Republicans have more than 50 seats. So they control the Senate. And then each... the Senate can introduce legislation, but they can also block proposed legislation.
So it sounds like you've...
I don't know how many.
Have you the best of both worlds then, kind of? Is there still...
I think we're playing it down the middle, right? So I think just, again, in a country that's so divided right now, and I mean, the spread is more than it's ever been between the left and the right. I think this is the best scenario for now. This is my opinion, right? But it forces both sides to get anything done now.
Yeah.
It forces both sides to come together,
which will
hopefully bring both sides closer. But it also takes away the extreme policies that either side was trying to implement, right? And that's what people worry about.
You see, from our perspective, I just see such horrific stuff about Trump that I presumed there was nothing good from him, that he was just rotten to the core. But it sounds like he did some great stuff.
Well, I mean, it's easy, and certainly from the outside looking in, to only judge Trump on his personality and narcissistic behavior. But I mean, the average American, right, and they make up the largest population, the blue collar average American, he's done quite a lot of good, I suppose, if you look back at the last 4 years, right? So we didn't enter into a war, so their kids aren't being sent off and dying. That's probably the first time in a while. ISIS are gone. Huge tax cuts and economic reform, and pre-COVID, extremely low unemployment, right, across all the demographics, African Americans, Hispanic, women, Asian, youth, whatever way you want to slice it, at just very, very low unemployment. And I mean, that's a good example there. If you look at the Hispanic population, and you recall, given all Trump said and did, right, building the wall, DACA, separating children from their parents, the border, he called them rapists and criminals, right?
Yeah.
But he still grew his share of Hispanic voters this election than from the last time. How could that happen, right? Because they're here to work, and under Trump, more of them are working than ever.
Okay.
And another thing, that whether you give him credit for it or not, right, but the stock market grew huge in the last 4 years. It grew under Obama, but it grew much more under Trump.
Okay.
And everyone's retirement over here is really linked to the value of the stock market. So as the stock market goes up, people's retirement value goes up. So you think about, again, the average American worker working under Trump, right? Their retirement savings grew by tens of thousands of dollars. They didn't have to worry about being unemployed. So when you think about how is that person going to vote, is he going to vote on personality?
Yeah.
No. No. Right? Hardworking people, they want to know that they've got a secure job and they don't want to worry about money to retire. The only other thing that they really worry about is their health. And ultimately, that's where he failed, right? The only reason Trump lost this election, I believe, was COVID. He just did not manage that well.
No, but he did push for a vaccine, in fairness to him, at times, didn't he?
He did push for a vaccine. I will give him credit for that. But the whole it was no unified approach on the handling of it, right? He was wavering on, first of all, wavering whether there was even such a thing as COVID. And then the whole mask issue, he wavered on that. And he never really took a stance. And he had an opportunity when he was hospitalized, come out and say, here's what I recommend for the whole country to do. And his followers would have done it. But them wearing a mask became a political statement over here, which is a shame.
But now you have this wonderful figure as a president. You still have some of the positives from the Republican side. And you have Kamala, who may take over from Joe, which is a major step forward for just everything, just race, sex. So are you celebrating? Like, you sound tired, actually, from it all. But Have you had time to raise it last?
I don't know that anyone is celebrating. I'm sure some are, right? I'm certainly I'm relieved. Like, it's over, nothing is going to change. I don't have to worry about a crash in the stock market. Don't have to worry about a recession. Joe Biden will certainly help get a coordinated effort around COVID. Now we have a vaccine. So, I mean, it's looking...
And your kids, what did you say?
Months of finals.
What's
Cork not carry out of the months of finals? So things are looking up. Yeah. Camilla's great, right? I think it's great that we not only have a first woman VP, but first minority Asian American.
Yeah.
She would be considered extreme left on her stance and views, Normada, and I think that has some people concerned, right? For instance, her stance on abortion, like she's pro-abortion, but she believes the right to abort at any time, through pregnancy, up to including birth. So whatever your views are on abortion, I think most people would consider that extreme.
Oh, right.
On health insurance, she thinks we should all get rid of private health insurance and we should all be on public health insurance.
I'm not sure
that's good.
Okay.
Gun control should be very extreme, and Americans love their guns.
So that has to be managed in a certain way. And everything she says is right, but she can't throw them all into the pot at once.
Exactly. All of those views are very, very extreme. And that's, again, where the Senate would protect her, you know.
Yeah. It's just wonderful that your kids don't have to look at Trump for another year, because he's not a good example, even if he got good things done now and again, you know.
Yeah. And it's just a huge difference of opinion, right? It's just not healthy that people either love him or hate him, and that just...
Yeah,
causes aggravation around the dinner table.
Camille, you weren't one of the ones in Chicago doing Moonies to the Trump building, because there's a thing gone viral here of hundreds of people pulling down their pants, and on their arses was written, I don't know, kiss my ass or kiss Trump's rump or something like that. Basically, two fingers up at the Trump building.
No, that wasn't your buttocks. I haven't been in downtown Chicago since COVID, since February, I think, was the last time I was down there. But no, that wasn't me. I didn't actually see that on the news.
I'll send it on to
you. Get more coverage than we do. Do we? If it's viral, send it on.
You see, we get that kind of stuff. We don't, I don't know, we certainly don't get the ads about knocking the other sides anyway.
You do. Our news is very controlled here.
Did you hear that they've, Pfizer's in Cork, the secret ingredient is flat 7-Up?
I did. I saw that today. I thought it was brilliant. Now only the Irish would get that. That is just brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. There's a theory in Ireland, guys, that if you're sick at all, you just leave open the top of a lemonade bottle called 7-Up, and once it goes flat, it'll cure anything.
Yeah, and mixed with grapes.
Grapes and a Disprin. Throw a Disprin in and you're to get rid of any disease. Mark, that, I swear to God, just the 10 minutes talking to you there has been more helpful than the years of bollocks I've been listening to. I find it very hard to follow stuff if it isn't explained to me in like a dummy's guide or layman's terms or whatever. So thank you.
Yeah. And they don't explain it here either, but you got to kind of... Noreen and I became citizens here, 2006, I think, or 5 or whatever, so... We kind of had to do all our own homework, and then obviously the kids are going to school here, so they're learning it.
Will you come on another podcast and be our American correspondent?
I might. That wasn't so bad.
I'll give you more advance warning the next time, or I might not.
Please do.
I might ring up with my dodgy American accent.
I can do my homework.
Well, I think you were definitely intelligent enough for this show anyway, because we don't go very highbrow on this. All right, Mark, I will talk to you soon. I won't see you for Christmas, which is sad, but we will see you.
No, but hopefully now with a vaccine, you will see me in 2021 sometime, right?
Definitely. All right.
We'll definitely make it home.
Say hi to the kids for me.
Thanks for the call.
Jesus, that was brilliant. That was brilliant, because I don't really follow the news and the newspapers unless I'm actually doing something to better the situation. I find it gets in on me, negative stuff, unless I'm helping a charity or getting on a political campaign about something. Anywho, yeah, that was lovely talking to Mark. And I usually see Mark at Christmas, and he hasn't seen his dad in a while, and his wife Noreen really needs to get home as well. So fingers crossed that Pfizer's in Cork pull through on this vaccine and they all get home pretty soon. So next week I'm going to do freeze your whole off, because I've started freezing my whole off, plunging into, anyway, I'll tell you about it next week. But for now, if you enjoyed the episode, tell your friends. If you didn't, shut your hole. And do subscribe to my Facebook page, Heal Your Hole with Norma Sheehan, or follow me on Instagram, Norma Sheehan Actor, or Twitter. Do you know what? I don't care if you follow me on that, because I can't understand Twitter. Okay, thank you. So till next week, that's enough about Trump's rump. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.